This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes to our active duty military, our veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, regardless of what you're doing or how you're doing it, thanks for keeping America rolling along, and a special shout-out to our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can also follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. We're also on Getter. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Simply put, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All right, with us right now from California, it is none other than the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
What's the weather like there now?
Well, actually, the rain moved out earlier today, but right now it looks like we are at, it's been the 50s, I believe, right here. Yeah, I scratched that, 49 degrees. You believe that?
Yeah, you can have it. It's 68 degrees here, and I'm very comfortable, thank you. It's cloudy, we got fog in the area, but I guess we can handle that.
Yep.
All right, are you ready to say the pledge for the second time?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, Joy Reid on MSNBC laid out the federal takeover to save next year's election with a couple of guests the other night. Do you want to hear this?
Oh, sure.
All of the signs are indicating that Republicans are likely to have a huge wave win in the 2022 midterms. Joe Biden's numbers are in the basement, and polls show that Americans believe Republicans are a much better choice than the Democrats are, correct?
Yep.
Well, in the meantime, that doesn't leave the Democrats with a lot of options at this point. However, what they could try to do is listen to what people are saying that they don't like about their policies and change their policies for things that make more sense. But that just isn't going to happen anytime soon. So what they've been trying to do instead is paint lipstick on a pig and get the media to help them out. Now, to paint what they're doing more positively, as if a lot of the media doesn't already isn't already in their pockets. Now, they think if the media is more positive about the Biden disasters, they can cover it up a little better and not lose so badly in the midterms. Meanwhile, the bottom line is that no matter how the media might spin it, Americans are still going to feel the inflation and the bite in their pocketbooks, right?
Oh, sure.
Now, one of the MSNBC contributors went even further than just painting the Biden administration positively during his appearance on Joy Reid's show. The person was named Dr. Jason Johnson, and he talked about what amounts to be a federal takeover of elections, starting with Texas and possibly some other states, to save next year's election. Now, this is amazing, and it's been done before about 30 years ago. You want to hear this one?
Yeah.
Quote, Johnson, "This is an emergency. He then goes on to say that what the Biden team needs to do is send in the federal officials. Now, we all know that this is something that hasn't been done in about 50 or 60 years, but it was done back in the heyday of the civil rights movement. Now, the federal government, Brown versus the Board of Education, remember that one?
Oh, yes.
What did they do then?
Just refresh my memory on that, yeah.
They sent in federal troops.
No, that's right, yeah, the troops.
Then they sent in federal officials to places and said, you will let black children go to school. Then the administration said, we have concerns about how your elections are going to be conducted in this particular state, and they sent officials down there. They sent election observers down there, and if they thought that people's civil rights were being violated, they could do what was called a federal takeover of the election.
Well, that sounds like, you know, the perfect recipe. And who declares the emergency?
Guess who?
Who's that?
The president.
Well, the president would. But, you know, what would be the criteria for that? It certainly would be, it would have to be very, very fast. Time would be of the essence because they're attacking our democracy, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
So it's obvious, Captain, that they're trying to set something up.
You asked the question. The criteria would be simple. The right-wingers are going to scream. People are going to scream about this, but the federal government is supposed to do this. It's part of what they're able to do. And if states are violating people's civil rights, you're supposed to step in, which is what they will do. Now, will there be any solid proof of this? Don't know. But this is something that was done 50 and 60 years ago, and it worked.
Well, there's a corollary to this, too, and that was the H.R. 1 bill. They're trying to federalize the elections altogether.
That's right.
That would be what they would want to have happen so that they can simply control it from Mount Olympus, basically, and tell you what the election was, as opposed to, I mean, we're inching closer and closer, Captain, to the ways that you would do it, and I don't know, a banana republic or maybe the Soviet Union or that kind of stuff.
Well, let's be clear. Nobody is saying that anyone's being denied the right to vote except in someone's fevered imagination, and that's all they got to do is cook something up and, pardon the pun, trump up some evidence and boom, they're there.
Well, exactly. Well, as you mentioned something else too, Captain, just a moment ago, and I think it bears repeating, the idea that somehow the Democrats could change their policies, that's a laugh. You're right. They're not going to do that.
Never
going to
happen. Okay, Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch. And it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. And when we come back, we're going to let some soldiers bring us into the program with their Christmas greetings from where they're stationed. Always a pleasure to be able to do that. So don't go anywhere. We're going to do that when we come back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Investors, listen up. There's been incredible demand in the market for companies focused on strategic mineral exploration. And right now, mineral discovery groups are piling into British Columbia's prolific Golden Triangle due to the massive discovery potential. China's economy is slowing down. Consumer goods remain in short supply. Pandemic-induced disruptions continue to affect global supply chains. And now the markets are bracing for interest rate hikes. All of this reads like a recipe for paying attention to companies focused on precious metals and in-demand minerals. Find out about the hottest companies leading the charge to revolutionize the multi-billion dollar mineral exploration market for free when you text the word HOT to 71441 for your free subscription to DearWallStreet.com. Text the word HOT to 71441 now to get information on these hot companies that we've identified. Get free intelligence on this hot market delivered directly to your mobile device from DearWallStreet.com when you text the word HOT to 71441. Text and data rates may apply. Text HOT to 71441.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
My name is Specialist Lane Hudson at K-Town, Germany. I want to give a shout-out to the Florida Highway Patrol and all the first responders in Tampa and the Central Florida area. Happy holidays.
I'm Specialist Ford from Veterinary Medical Center of Europe in Kaiserslautern, Germany, giving a special shout-out to Tampa, Florida, my friends and family, with happy holidays and good wishes. Hope to see you soon, and I miss you.
Brought to you in the spirit of service by Moss Family Automotive.
All right, Moss Family Automotive, and I am sitting in the Moss Family Automotive studio right now here in Tampa, Florida, my flagship station. And before we get started, this portion of the program brought to you by Mike Lindell and his MyPillow company. Check out the website, MyPillow.com. You can do all your Christmas shopping right there in one spot. And you'll see that you can save a bunch of money because it'll ask you for the product code on the product you're looking at to save that 33% or 50% or 75%, whatever it happens to be. So the promo code will always be Captain. And if you want to talk to them on the telephone, a live person, their phone number is 800-641-5459. So it's MyPillow.com. There's something there for everybody in your family for your Christmas gifts. Promo code is Captain. Phone number 800-641-5459. MyPillow.com. Promo code Captain. All right, back to Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Okay, we've been joined, Kyle, by our Professor Emeritus, Dan DeMann, up there in Lafayette, Indiana. And you heard us talking about these elections and what the federal government could do if they were called in.
Right. That goes back to the Voting Rights Act of 1965.
Uh-huh.
Civil Rights Act of 1964. It gives the president a lot of discretion. Now, whether he can pull it off or not, I don't know, but I think he could, especially if they got back on their Jim Crow high horse and start talking about that for the next year. I think you could see a federalized elections in certain parts of the South.
Jeez.
And I not only think Texas, I think it would be Georgia as well. A lot of people didn't want, you know, when they passed the Voting Rights Act and they started that, a lot of people in the South didn't want the federal government to leave the scene when it came to voting. the former Supreme Court decision, that was Brown versus Topeka Board of Education. What people forget was when they integrated Little Rock Central High School, because federal marshals went in and escorted those kids into that high school.
Yes, they did.
They were also surrounded by the 101st Airborne Division.
Yep.
Eisenhower sent the 101st down to Arkansas. And then, you know, Wallace got nailed at the University of Alabama in the door of the administration building.
Yep.
But it wouldn't be hard for to cook up an emergency, because Democrats seem to be pretty good at it. And, well, that would happen. You'd have strict guidelines you'd have to go by. And those guidelines, you know, who would they be made by? The Justice Department.
Correct.
And who controls the Justice Department? Democrats and Biden.
You bet.
Although Joe Biden might not even know what's going on, but his minions that are controlling the strings in the Oval Office would. That's the scary part. It's almost like a legalized coup.
Hmm.
And, you know, kind of what they did with Trump on the Russian hoax. So I wouldn't put it past him, but I would say watch these two states, Texas and Georgia, because I think they realize, or at least right now they think they could take Georgia's governorship if they really wanted it. And it would be a close hold. Purdue's going to have a hard time. Whoever gets the Republican nomination in Georgia, it's going to be close. So well, even though it should be a good year next year, it's still going to be close.
Let me ask you a question. You probably heard me talking earlier about New York City and what the city council just did, right?
Right.
Yeah. That is going to lead to all kinds of trouble.
You know, anything the Democrats touch turns into crap.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's de Blasio or what's New York City Council or Biden or Harris. It's the gang that can't shoot straight.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing they can do is destroy things, and they're pretty good at it. You know, so I would just, you get to a point, they control the government right now. They control every lever of the government.
Mm-hmm.
And there's not a lot you can do but just go out there and get active. We should be on the streets being as active as they have,
Kyle,
only in a peaceful way.
Kyle, you have anything you want to add?
Yeah, well, Dan, with this vote by the city council in New York City, they're supposed to, people that are there on work and so forth, or the permanent residency, they're only supposed to vote in a municipal election. But what kind of firewall is there, if anything, that would not keep them from showing up for a regular general election or congressional election, that kind of thing?
Nothing but voter discretion. You know, your state's one of the main ones that allow illegal non-citizen residents to vote in municipal elections in California. San Francisco provides it. A couple of the other smaller cities. I don't know if Los Angeles does or not, but that's kind of. There's not much you can do about that part.
Right.
But the federal election, there is a firewall of sorts, but basically there's no law that would punish somebody from doing it. Guys, can you imagine if you had a couple million people show up on election day that aren't supposed to be there? You can't check them all. And motor voter, that really put the nail in the coffin, because you get a driver's license, it almost shows that you're a legal resident of the United States. Because, you know, in Indiana, they'll want to see your driver's license when you go in. And that's all they'll ask for. And then, you know, they'll look you up on the rolls, and then you go vote.
Mm-hmm.
So I could see that being very easy. I mean, there's going to be nothing in a municipal election allows not even a non-citizen to vote there.
Well, here's a comment.
Of that city.
Here's a comment, an email comment came in for a listener, John. And John says, Democrats want to pass a 2,400-page bill. I checked the Encyclopedia Britannica. First three volumes are 982,980 and 980 pages. Total, 2,942, small print. Is there anyone in government who could even begin to read one of these books in less than a month?
Not even the Library of Congress can do that. And some of these laws are written so vague and ambiguous, you can take that, what you've just read, dozens of different ways.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the skillfulness, the slyness of Congress and their staff members. They can do this. It's not hard. Somewhere, somehow, eventually they're going to have to say, you're going to have to limit the number of words. Are you going to give us a lot more time to review this? Because, you know, it's not the big stuff sometimes that does all the damage. It's the small detailed stuff you never even heard of before. And there's probably a lot of there. Well, there is a lot of that in 2,400 pages.
Yeah. Okay.
Go ahead.
Oh, one last thing before I let you go. The Biden presidency has been weakened by the progressive wing of the Democratic Party. And who wrote about that yesterday, which is kind of a surprise, was the Washington Post and their reporter, David Ignatius.
And that surprises me, too, because he's a big lip.
Yeah.
He's a big Biden guy. You know, I don't consider him to be a radical Marxist, but he's always been out there on the fringe. You're seeing that a lot from people. I mean, they're starting to look stupid, and they know it. The Biden administration, especially the press conferences when he turns away and walks out without questions, I think they're getting a little tired of it. They see that he's not Biden doesn't have a lot of traction. He doesn't have a lot of influence on what's going on.
Uh-huh.
But I always said foreign policy is going to dictate what happens to the next couple of elections.
Yes.
Doesn't look good in Ukraine if the president's going, hey, we need help over here from the West. And Biden said yesterday, he said sending American troops in, that's off the table. Well,
now,
if you start telling your enemy what you will and will not do, that doesn't help the cause at all. So I don't think Ukraine worth sending American troops in, but we could sure give them a lot of training and a lot of equipment to stop whatever the Russians want to do, and we're not doing much of anything.
Okay.
That's the scary part.
Now,
how weak we are.
One last thing. I've got less than 30 seconds here. Yesterday, Joe Biden was at an affair somewhere. Kamala Harris was there. He walked out, walked right past Kamala Harris. Neither one of them said hello to each other. Neither one of them looked at each other. And then he was supposed to sit one seat in between where she was at. He reached over to his wife, and they switched seats so he could be one seat further away from Kamala.
Well, it tells you everything you want to know about the White House.
That's right.
Right there. You know, the Chinese have an old proverb, a weak man creates hard times. And you're seeing the American government go through this right now.
Okay.
He is weak, their administration's weak, and they are creating more hard times. They're creating their own problems.
All right, I will let you go. I'll talk to you sometime in the near future. Have yourself a great day, my friend.
Okay, you and Kyle have a good morning.
All righty, thank you. And Kyle, you hang on, and folks will be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And you know, the Consumer Price Index report comes out today. We'll tell you why that's important.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In Chicago, actor Jussie Smollett was found guilty on 5 of 6 counts of staging a hate crime against himself and then lying about it to the authorities. WBBM TV reporter Charlie DeMar was there.
Jussie Smollett faced that four person right in the eye as all six counts were read. He shook his head when those first five guilty verdict did come down. He was again convicted with five of the six felony disorderly conduct counts for staging his own hate crime and then lying to several Chicago police officers by reporting it as an actual hate crime. Now, the jury, which was made up of six men and six women, deliberated for more than 9 hours over 2 days. Smollett took the stand in his own defense in this case, telling the jury that he was the actual victim of a hate crime.
This is USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com. Versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
All righty. Welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce. This portion of the program brought to you by my friends over at Relief Factor. That is something that I've been taking religiously for the past 6 years. I take it twice a day, once when I get up and then once about midnight before I start my show, so that I don't have any problems with the swelling or the inflammation in my leg or pains in my back and shoulder and wrist and all that good stuff. But because of the natural ingredients that are in it, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, the product is 100% drug-free. But more important than that is it works, and it will go to help the body's response to inflammation. It will lower or eliminate pain associated with whatever the problems are that you've got going on. And it'll go straight to the source of the pain, which is even better, because then you know you're going to get rid of it. So $19.95 is what it costs to get it started. That's a three-week quick start. Go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. And back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, we got a lot of stuff to talk about here in the short time to do it. But the fact of the matter is that one of the things that's really bothering a lot of people is the money and the gross disregard for taking us deeper into the credit situation where we owe more money than we bring in, right?
Well, sure.
And yesterday, Joe Biden,
decided to put U.S. taxpayer money out towards an international fund for media outlets. What the hell?
Well, that's right. That's right. Well, evidently these plans are part of what they call the Presidential Initiative for Democratic Renewal. So here we go. And all this had to do with his International Democracy Summit that he had.
And by the way, somebody bailed out of that.
Oh, who was that?
Pakistan.
Oh, no kidding. No kidding.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but this is another one of those things, Captain, where they're, I'm sure they'd love to be able to help, create the narrative, control the narrative, but also give the president this thing where he had all those people on the video, the big jumbotron, and all of the video links, making it look like Joe Biden is large and in charge. But we know he's just not. He's just not. I mean, he even had another issue when he was speaking at the rotunda there in memory of Bob Dole, Senator Dole, where he read the message, or he read the instructions at the end of his remarks.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, and unfortunately, this continues to show that something's going on with Joe Biden. And I will bring this up, Captain, and that is that evidently First Lady Jill Biden was asked about some of these questions that people give about the mental fitness of the president.
Yes.
And she pawned it off as just dismissed it as being, quote, ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. So, it's ridiculous, all right.
That's ridiculous, exactly.
Now, is the COVID pandemic nearing an end? Because experts seem to be weighing in on the impact of the Omicron variant, which is not much of an impact at all.
Well, no. Unfortunately, we don't seem to see anybody, as far as I know, at least in this country, that's in the hospital because of the Omicron variant. The Omicron variant seems to be producing relatively mild symptoms. And I think, Captain, some of this prevailing wisdom on this is that the fact that so many people are vaccinated, they have the ability to fight this off, and it's not going to be very dramatic for them.
All right, let's go to the phone line here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Captain. This is James from Goldwater.
Yeah.
In regard to your great sponsor you have here with MyPillow, my wife bought two of those MyPillow slippers.
Yeah.
And one they're going outside with, which people don't realize they're great for that, and a different pink barefoot that you can wear around the house.
Right.
As well. And you guys out there, you like to put things off, get your wife one of these, they'll love you forever. And women out there, do the same for your guy, and help Mike out, and you'll be really happy on Christmas.
Good for you. Good for you. And I'm glad to hear that. And I hope you're doing well.
You're doing well, also.
All right. Thanks, James. By the way, folks, I'll be up at Brooksville tomorrow for the Two Guys Gun Show. It's up there Saturday and Sunday. Tomorrow, their hours are 9 to 5. I'm there 9 to 3. I will not be back on Sunday because of things I have to do down here in Tampa. But they're also going to be open, 9 to 3 on Sunday. So you get 2 days of the Two Guys Gun and Knife Show up there. All kinds of different things. Two buildings they'll be in. I think I'll be in the big exhibitors hall is where I'll be. That's where I usually am. So look for me there. And if you don't see me there when you walk into that building, then you'll have to assume I'm in the one next to it. Mm-hmm. Okay. So there you go, Kyle. And, are you bringing the corporate jet over?
Well, that's right. The corporate jet all the way.
Okay. Someday.
Yeah. Someday. That's right. Hopefully sooner than later. Yeah.
Now, the Biden regime is facing a new hurdle as vaccine mandates are being put literally on life support by recent court decisions. It's happened twice so far this week, and they still insist on, telling people, no, you got to get vaccinated. We don't care what they're doing. No, you got to do this. I mean, come on.
Well, exactly right. Exactly right. These mandates, Captain, are being challenged on the authority, lack of the authority that Biden has in order to really do this.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, I think the Democrat Party elite have had the ability to really scare people so badly that they almost don't want to question the power of the chief executive. But it's okay to question it. It's okay to have a court review it, make a decision on it. That's our system. We don't have a strong man that, you know, just tells us what to do all the time.
Now, we have a very serious problem on the border, as we know, with the illegals, correct?
Well, certainly, yes.
But we have another deadly dose of reality that's been dumped in our lap this week, and that is the state of Texas seized enough fentanyl at the border to kill 200 million people this week.
And, Captain, if we didn't have border security, Lord only knows how much of something like that, that substance of fentanyl, would come through undetected. Where does it go? It's going to go to our kids. It's going to go it's all over the country. Obviously, you know, those who want to just get rid of all border security, and mm-hmm. there's no borders and this kind of thing, they don't understand that it is so bad.
Well, yeah. Let me just point out to the audience, this was not the Customs and Border Patrol that did this. They were busy doing other things. This was the Texas Department of Public Safety that did this, and it's not the first time they've done this. So kudos to them.
Well, certainly, and they're having to augment a lot of this right now because mm-hmm. of what's happening at the border
yep.
because of the Biden administration.
And we have more National Guardsmen that are being dispatched to the border by the state's governors that they're in. You know, some of these are the militias that we talked about. The governors are dispatching 50 of this and 100 of that down onto the border to help out the Texas Department of Public Safety. And to that, I say, great.
Well, of course. Of course. And there's going to be more showdowns coming, though, Captain, between the states and the federal government as far as trying to have to take over and basically do the job that the federal government refuses to do, because they know that the more people come across the border illegally and flood into the country, it's destabilizing. And we use that term a lot, but that's exactly what they're trying to do. And it's destabilizing across the board. We've got rises in crime. We've got rises in murders in mm-hmm. all these different
yep.
cities now.
Yep.
It goes on and on.
Yep. And then finally, a federal appeals court has rejected former President Donald Trump's bid to shield his records from the January 6th Select Committee. I don't know if that's even possible to be taken up to the Supreme Court or not, or whether or not that he would even hear it, because this is dealing with executive privilege. So we'll see what happens there, won't we?
Well, one of the most important components of the presidency is executive privilege. But because it's about Trump, we're willing to throw all that out the window. But it should be, if he can, take it all the way up to the Supreme Court, because this not only affects Donald Trump and the January 6th commission that they have going on right now, but it would affect all future presidents. And again, they want to go after him just because he's Trump. But we got to think about the integrity of our republic. Absolutely.
Okay, hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Kathy's going to give you the phone number. And Denise Simon is right around the corner here in about 10 minutes after we do the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Words and music. For the last year, the Federal Reserve has told us inflation is, in a word, transitory. But the Fed can't fight the music of inflation. It's what happens when we print trillions of dollars. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I've built the number one precious metals firm in the country by adding massive value. And Advantage Gold wants to earn your business by doing that for you right now. My best-selling gold inflation index report retails for $500. I want to email it to all serious investors with retirement accounts for free. No salespeople, no rigmarole, no gimmicks. Simply text the letters GII to 49776. I'll email you my best-selling gold inflation report right now. Text GII to 49776. That's GII to 49776. Let Advantage Gold add massive value, and then we'll ask for your business. Text GII to 49776.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
I do it for some folks that came up from Corpus Christi. Now some of y'all still ain't never been down south. I'm gonna tell you about it one more time, so that you understand what we're talking about. And down there we got a plant. Looks something like a turnip green, except it ain't, 'cause everybody calls it poke salad. That's poke salad. Now, I used to know a girl lived down there. She'd go out in the evenings and pick her a little bit of it. carry it home and cook it for supper. And if she had any left over, she'd hang it out on the clothesline and dry it out and smoke it. But she did all right, y'all. I sat down in Louisiana where the alligator grows so mean. I lift a girl that'll sweat to the world. Made the alligator look tame. Old salad, Annie. Old salad, Annie. Everybody said it was a shame, 'cause her mama was a working on a chain gang. A mean, vicious woman. For supper time, go down by the truck patch, pick her miserable salad, carry it home in a tow sack. Oak salad, Annie, the gator got your granny. Chomp, chomp. Everybody said it was the same, 'cause her mama was a working on a chain gang. Richard, spiteful.
Oh my goodness, that's Tony Joe White, Pope Salad Annie. And I'll tell you what, he really had it going there, didn't he?
Well, he did, Captain. And also, later on, that song was covered by none other than Elvis Presley and also Tom Jones.
Yep, and I know they did a great version of it, but that one right there will get you going.
Yep, absolutely.
And that was done in concert, so it had a little different sound to it. And he had kind of worked on it a little bit and kind of upgraded what he was doing. All right, let's go to the weather real quick. You got weather out west. Tell us about it.
All right, folks, we out west tonight, we're looking at some storms that are going to be coming in to the Pacific Northwest, and that's going to bring quite a lot of rain and a lot of snow to the mountains in the Seattle area, for example. We've also got winter storm warnings and high wind watches down into southern Oregon and also through northern California. We also have a freeze watch in the Central Valley of California tonight, so if you're trucking up the 99, or up Interstate 5, you definitely want to be aware of that. Also, in the high desert along Interstate 15, if you're either coming in or heading out to Las Vegas from the Southern California area, you've got freeze watch going on there. Winter weather advisory over I-70. This is going to be west of Denver right now, but it's going to be moving the way of Denver, so be aware of that. Also, up in Wyoming, we definitely have winter storm warnings around Cheyenne, around Casper, Elk Mountain as well. Also, Boise, winter storm watch going on there. Missoula, Montana, winter weather advisory. And up on 4th of July Pass, everybody, it's reading right now 19 degrees, snow in the forecast for Friday. So be careful. You might be having to hang some iron if that snow really starts coming down.
Yes and yes. Now, taking a look at the snowstorm that we got going across the upper Midwest right now, if you are in South Dakota coming out of Rapid City and you're on I-90, you're going to have it all the way across to South Dakota, all the way across Minnesota, and about 50 or 60 miles into Wisconsin tonight on your travel along I-90, and it's really snowing big time. There's a foot to 2 foot in some areas, and gathering across into Minnesota and Wisconsin and the upper peninsula of Georgia, upper peninsula of Michigan, where it looks like as if we're going to have about another foot of snow. We do have lake effect snow. We've got winds on the lee shore of Lake Michigan, all across Michigan through Detroit. We're going to look at some lake effect snow coming from the Toledo area all the way east to Ripley, all the way up to Buffalo, all the way along the lake over to Oneida Lake, Brewerton, and straight on up to Watertown and the Thousand Islands Bridge tonight. We've also got foggy conditions across the northern part of Indiana and the south and the northwestern corner of Ohio tonight, as well as the eastern third of Illinois, south of Chicago, And we got a little bit of fog right now down on the western side, the very western tip along the river, Mississippi River, of Kentucky and the northeastern quadrant of Arkansas on down towards Memphis, Tennessee, and then you'll be out of it. Now, moving across down below New Orleans, you've got dense fog tonight. You've also got dense fog that's developed, Alligator Alley, I-75, all the way across to the east side, and then all the way up I-75 now, right now, to Ocala, you'll have a dense fog. You'll have dense fog inland all the way over to Daytona Beach and a little bit further up towards Fernandina Beach. And then there's some dense fog in the interior part of Florida going up to the Georgia border, just west of Jacksonville and across I-10 over to Lake City. All right, Kyle, tell us how to your show.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody, and we appreciate him very much. And now we're going to go to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, the Los Angeles County Sheriff, and I love that guy. His name is Villanueva. He just tore Ayok and her cronies apart on the smash-and-grab robberies and said she has no clue. She needs to come out there and see the result of what's going on. And also, the retail CEOs, their association, blasted the wave of the smash-and-grab robberies, calling on Congress to take some kind of action and making it a federal crime because nobody, nobody is being held accountable.
Well, that's what you get when you have these DAs that won't do anything. So they, and then you got Lori Lightfoot that are blaming the retailers for lack of security. Well, the retailers at one point did have some responsibilities in this because a lot of the retailers were not prosecuting or, I should say, charging shoplifters. But this is a very different place. This is a place where obviously the smash and grab is a much bigger deal than just your basic shoplifting. You know, remember this started off with, I think, CVS. No. Was it CVS or Walgreens?
Walgreens.
Walgreens was closing their stores in California. That should have been the first indication. I'm not convinced that Congress can do anything with the Retailers Association saying it ought to be a federal crime, unless there's a different kind of component here, which because of, you know, people are getting hurt. One police officer was killed.
Yep.
They just pushed over a pregnant mother.
Mm-hmm.
Or a pregnant woman.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, things are, it's going sideways. But this really comes down to, I would say, some state leadership.
Yep.
And they're not getting any. I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right, we'll be right back. We'll be right back, folks, and more. We're Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. We're going to have Kathy take us to break.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.